We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
8:44, and time to talk to Kritika Marlik Arjuna, the senior editor of TV Guide. I guess you were in the crowd watching Game of Thrones last night. 18.4 million Americans?
I was indeed. Yeah. A lot of highs and lows in that episode. I personally was a little disappointed with who ended up on the Iron Throne. I don't want to say in case
don't ruin it.
Watched yet.
Yeah.
But there were some really dramatic, beautiful moments last night, as expected.
So everyone's acting like Game of Thrones now all done, but you're here to tell us there's one more thing, if you're a fan, that you might want to spend some time on.
Yeah. So next Sunday, May 26th, at the normal Game of Thrones spot, which is Sunday at 9 p.m. on HBO, they are airing a two-hour documentary called Game of Thrones, The Last Watch. So if you're a Game of Thrones super fan or, you watch the season and you're just like, I need more. I need to know way, way more about, what happened behind the scenes here. This documentary is definitely for you to check out. It chronicles the sort of insane scale and scope of production and, the mini movies they shot week to week while filming the last season of Game of Thrones.
Okay. Well, that would be interesting, even if you weren't a fan necessarily of the roller coaster ride there, how they do that and something that was such a phenomenon is interesting. And then, this Blood and Treasures thing kind of intrigues me. What is this?
So, this one's coming up Tuesday, May 21st. This is 9 p.m. on CBS, and it's a summer adventure series. So if you're a person who really loves movies like National Treasure with Nick Cage, where, there's a lot of U.S. and world history, and there is a lot of, beautiful, luxurious locations and,
I like
2,000 gunfights and that sort of, high adventure sort of stuff. This one's definitely the show for you. It's an antiques expert and art thief teaming up to catch a terrorist who they pursue around the globe. So that one's going to be a sort of fun summer adventure, and the premiere on Tuesday is a two-hour kickoff.
Is this really shot on location around the world, or do they just try to make it look like it's in Paris or in Rome? Or
you know what? I actually am not sure.
Really? Okay.
I don't know that off the top of my head, but I will say whichever angle they are going, I've seen the first two, and it looks pretty
good.
Convincing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to watch because I like to spot the fakes. And then when they really are in a location, it's neat to say, oh, I've been there. I've eaten at the McDonald's across the street from that. And then what is Rim of the World?
So this one is sort of a summer adventure blockbuster movie, which is interesting because it's coming out on Netflix. McGee is directing this, and if you're a fan of movies like Terminator Salvation, he's a big action director, and he's done a lot of iconic American action movies. So he's doing Rim of the World, and this is his first movie straight for Netflix. And it's about this group of teens in summer camp who end up fighting off an alien invasion. And it sounds really goofy and funny at first.
But
it's really, the trailer is very much if you love Stranger Things, it's Stranger Things kids in modern day. And they have a crypto key to turn on the Earth's satellite defense system. And they just need to make it across LA to the NASA site to be able to do it. So it's high action, high adventure, and a goofy, funny comedy, sort of fun for the whole family.
Would they hire a 13-year-old to pitch this story? And okay, we'll go with it. Kritika Marlik Arjuna, the senior editor at TV Guide. I sure appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good one.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.